according to Mercer, we were credited with 7 planes, and I was credited with 1 Focke-Wulf 190, and the co-pilot verified it. See, the co-pilot was on the right side, and this fellow was coming in. They were coming in so close, they were coming in between us. Not this long distance, no long distance, right on top of you. In fact, I looked up at that window, and I saw this FW-190, this with the big swastika on it, and I could see the pilot very clear. He was hunched over, and he was see, the lead plane was here, and we were flying here. And that day we happened to be, the squadron was in the low position. There's low and medium high and high. It's a good, usually you wanted to go into the high position because of anti-aircraft. But this day we were in a low position, which was a good idea because the German fighters came from up above. And they come down, they swoop down on the squadron, on the whole group. And the whole group, within less than 10 minutes, there had 25 of us who were shot down. There were planes, I saw engines go flying out of the hoods, I saw parachutes, parts of planes. It was one hell of a mess. And we had our 50 caliber guns, we had, I think 8 of them, shooting like hell. This is above 20,000 feet. And it was one hell of a mess. And we got one shot from a Messerschmitt that came in. He was on the left side. It wasn't on my side. And he came in low. And the Messerschmitt had 4 20 millimeter cannons. 4 of them along the wing. And he gave us a shot there. The one hit the tail. You know how the double tails they have? The one hit the tail. And what it made a mess out of the tail. The second one came in. I was sitting when I was firing. There's no seats in it, you know, in the back. And we have boxes of what they call chaff. The chaff you distributed in certain positions over there. And what that did was knock out the radar. See, they would throw out bunches of it, and from the ground. Especially when he had cloud cover, it would look like there's a squadron of planes there. So we had the boxes and chaff, and I sat on a box with my 50 caliber gun. So that another one that I took from the tail, and the other one came in on the side of the plane, blew a hole like I put my head in it, and it went into the box. It went into the box and blew up.
It blew up?
It blew up! But the box's shaft, what it did, it blew in such a way that it blew it the other way. It's a lucky thing while I'm still here.
So now these 20 millimeter shells, they explode?
Yeah, they explode.
So they're like incendiary?
Yeah, well, they explode.
Yeah.
And what happened when it blew it out, when it blew out the box, it went that way. And one section of the plane in the back was all full of oxygen tanks because we had to be on oxygen over 15,000 feet. And it blew out about 5 or 6 tanks. Blew them out. Everything was white smoke. And the radio went out. You didn't know what the hell was going on in the front, you know. But everything was white smoke. And I had a, see, you had a flak jacket on. But we all had parachutes, but we could not put the parachute on because the parachute was attached to the flight jacket in the front. See? So when you put your flak jacket on, there was nothing you could do unless you took the flak jacket off. So I said to the other guy, take the damn jacket off. This goddamn plane is going to blow up.
But he had to help you take your jacket?
Well, he just took it off,
yes.
See? Just took it off so I could put the parachute
right.
On.
Didn't
want to be up in the air with a flight jacket with no chute. Just taking a chance, you know. You didn't know whether you were going to get out alive or not. See? but it blew out the tanks over there, and it had a hole on the side of the plane. But luckily, the fragments didn't. See, it went into fragments. That's what happens. When it explodes, it goes into fragments. See, there's no, I don't think there's any flame. It just goes into fragments, and steel fragments. So it blew out the stuff down on that side, because I was sitting on that damn box. The other one, they had four of them, right? Another one came to the bomb base, where the oxygen, where the gasoline tanks are, even on the planes, regular planes, is along the wing. See? It went in, made a nice hole in one of the bomb bays, and went into one of the tanks. It knocked out part of the hydraulic system, see, on different things, but it went into the tank, and since there was no fire, it made a big hole in the tank. And what happened, those are self-sealing tanks. It's small, see. But this hole that went in, the 100-octane gas, which is going all over the plane, 100-octane, 850 caliber guns going. I tell you, I didn't know what the hell. I was ready to jump out of the goddamn thing. The plane was going to blow up. And another one came in, and it went into one of the engines, like Mercer said, the one engine that had trouble. It hit the prop. When we landed, you should have seen the mark that was on that prop, where it hit the prop. See? But that's what happened. That's what happened on that four. So I'm here by the grace of God.